I'm back in town for the first time in 12 years, so it's fun to poke around and see what's changed and what hasn't. I noticed someone working late into the evening in the churchyard, so I stop by to see what's going on. That's when I meet
Randy Ballinger. I identify myself as a craftsman.
He's mixing mortar in a big wheelbarrow.
I like imagining, creating, restoring old things, building new things. Just for the joy of the materials you're working with.
It turns out Ballinger is here from Pennsylvania to restore the stone buttresses as well as the sidewalls on the front steps of the church. He's too busy to talk. It's been a day of constant interruptions, but he invites me to come back the next day. When I get back in the morning, the sun is shining and Ballinger is already hard at work with his hammer and chisel. He's resetting stone that has loosened over time.
The issue here is the salt air, salt water, gets absorbed into the old mortar and corrodes it, rots it, makes it soft, and then the stones just get loose. So we're tearing all the loose stone out and replacing it, putting new mortar in, and you'll have to do it again in 125 years, probably. yeah.
He tells me a few interesting details about the job. The stone comes from a local quarry that was blasted with dynamite, so he has to check carefully for fractures. The mortar he's using contains lime, which has been processed the same way it would have been 150 years ago.
It comes from Europe. It's processed from a limestone that has natural hydraulic qualities, which means it sheds water.
He also got permission to add a glue-like bonding agent that will also help ward off water damage. So why bring someone all the way from Pennsylvania to do this work? It turns out Ballinger is a gifted stonemason with deep experience. He grew up around craftspeople who found joy in making things. His dad had a wood shop. His uncle built beautiful furniture.
And growing up in South Central Pennsylvania, stone walls are everywhere, stone structure, buildings, farms, farm buildings. So it's as common as breathing. Just look at and see some pretty incredible things.
In his early 20s, Ballinger became an apprentice to a craftsman with a wood shop whose wife also had a pottery studio.
And they lived in a 300-year-old mill, stone mill, three stories. Just immaculate stonework. And as a young person, I hired on with him and we cut through walls to make doorways out of windows, and it was just felt very, very comfortable.
Since then, Ballinger has built whole houses out of stone and restored other historical properties throughout New England. I can see the years of experience in his thick, calloused fingers as he scrolls through his smartphone to show me photos of his work.
What am I looking at?
A fireplace, bake oven.
He's expert in stone, but he has made a point of working in a variety of construction trades.
And the more you know about somebody else's trade, the more you can work with them. And I feel like I've created a niche where I work for people who are very interested in doing exceptional work. And the more you know about each other, the better you can work with each other.
Ballinger was an old friend of the late artist Eric Beeler, whose Sea Pony Farm property near Pelican is now run by the Sitka Conservation Society as a retreat and field station. Ballinger did a residency there last year and is thrilled to be back in Sitka this summer working on St. Peter's by the Sea.
I like the challenge. I like the ability to enhance a situation. The place needed help.
He's finding it challenging to stay on schedule, though, between the rain and the tourists who love to stop by and photograph the church and talk. He tells me a story about watching one of his favorite artists, Andy Goldsworthy, working on an installation at the National Gallery in Washington.
And I identified with something he did. He was being required to talk to a lot of suits. And when I was standing there, someone went and got him from his work. And he took his gloves off and just threw them down. He had had enough of it, but he had to go do that. But the frustration was so pronounced.
I can take a hint. I finish up as quickly as I can so Bollinger can keep going, resetting and repointing the stones on the sidewall so they can survive another century of salt air. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Jeb Sharp.